What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I am your favorite. You can have a favorite. Self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform all over social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and the thrivers. There are thrivers out there of said disorder, said traits, said toxic people, and things of that nature. Today's episode is going to be about how does a narcissist feel on the inside? What's going on inside the mind of a narcissist? I know a lot of people, y'all follow me for the perspective of a narcissist. Y'all follow me for the perspective of a toxic person, whatever. I know. First of all, let me get this out of the way, y'all. I am not healed. This is a different chapter right here, y'all. First of all, I am not healed. I am not cured. Do not take hope from me that the person in your life, the narcissist, toxic person, whoever you're dealing with, do not take hope from my channel or my perspective that the person in your life is going to change to be somewhat similar to me. Like, self-awareness is all it takes to get here. That's not all it takes to get to this point, y'all. I see people in my comment section like, Lee, you give me hope to stay in this toxic ass. Like, if I see it, I'll comment on it. I'll respond to you immediately. Do not take hope from me to stay in a toxic relationship. Do not do that. They have to have hope for themselves. You cannot change that person. They have to want to work on themselves. This is not part of your journey. You know what I mean? Don't take hope from me. Okay. But back inside the mind of a narcissist. How is it inside the mind of a narcissist? It's cold and dark and damp. It's eerie. There's some low music in the background. Sounds like a piano playing. It sounds like one of those a concert pianists, like the Phantom of the Opera is playing in the background. No, it's not like that, y'all. I have human thoughts. So, contrary to popular belief, narcissistic people have thoughts. We think just like non-narcissistic people, y'all. We do. It's just like our minds are always battling against itself. It's like there's a duality to my mind where even my therapist said this, you know, there's a non-narcissistic part, like the part you might see right here, right now. And there's the super ego or the narcissistic part, you mean, that kicks in. The narcissistic part is the part that, you know, where probably the dark traits come from, the dark thoughts come from and things, the dark actions, the dark behaviors, the unnecessary behavior, the erratic behaviors, the rage, the defense mechanism. Because that's what I do feel like the narcissistic part of most narcissists is just self-defense. It's like it's literally like a self-defense. It's like the narcissistic part is like the general in the self-defense army of a narcissist. Like, that's why it always seems like narcissistic people are always on attack, because our mind, like, I don't think it's paranoia. It could be a little bit of paranoia. But my mind is always thinking that people are watching me. It sounds like paranoia, so it is paranoia. Maybe. Correct me if I'm wrong, y'all. You can correct me. I'm not above reproach. I can be corrected, y'all. I just can't be disrespected. You can correct me. Respectfully disagree. Do not disrespectfully disagree, because I match energy. You know what I mean? But seriously, it's just like, you know, I think the world is against me. I think a lot of narcissists feel the same way. Like, I'm scared. I just, for lack of a better word, I feel like I walk around scared all the time. You know what I mean? I feel like I walk around not scared like somebody's going to hurt me, because now I can throw these things a little bit, right? I throw these fists. I can shoot the fisticuffs a little bit. I can look at these punches, you know? I can throw the fisticuffs a little bit. I can do that. I feel like I walk around scared that people are always going to attack me. That people see me. I think that people see me for who I really am. I think people see me like, if y'all never see me in real life, I think people think I'm like, you know, short, but I'm 6'3", I'm 245 pounds, y'all. So I'm a pretty decent sized guy, you know, but I'm always thinking around, like, people are looking at me. I feel I might be 6'3", 245, but I feel like I'm 4'11", 130. I feel like a little dude inside of me. You mean, maybe that's the inner child. Lee, that's the inner child right there. You just describe your inner child. That's who you really are, you know. But I feel like the world sees me as vulnerable. Instead of this big dude walking around, you know, with a smile, I always smile. I don't want the world to see me as this vulnerable person. You know what I mean? As this person that my chest is open to be hurt or harmed and things of that nature. I don't want the world to see me that way. So I walk around paranoid as hell that the world sees my vulnerability. Like the people outside see my vulnerability, like my, you know, my friends and family see my vulnerability. So I have to throw up a shield of confidence. Like a lot of narcissistic people do. You see a lot of narcissists throw up this shield of overconfidence. Like they're super confident people, but right beneath that confidence layer is, you know, are insecurities. Like the confidence of a narcissist is damn near plastic bag thin. Is you can, you know, you can't, it's translucent. You can't really see through it. But you can poke through it really, really easily. You know what I mean? It's like plastic bag thin. My confidence, it might look like I'm super confident because I'm on camera all the time. I'm funny. I do all these videos and stuff like that. But I'm really insecure. I'm really super guarded. Like a lot of narcissistic people are guarded. You know how like in a lot of narcissists appear to be confident, appear to have this like the, just exude this confidence and things like that, but they're really insecure people. I feel insecure. I feel scared. I feel diminutive. I feel timid. So I have to make you, I don't want you to think that because then you can hurt me. I need you to think that I'm somebody different. I need you to think that I'm better than what I actually am. I need you to think I'm above where I actually am in life or I'm headed in life and things like that. You know what I mean? So a lot of, like inside my head, I'm scared as hell. But outside, I'm walking around, chest out, chilling. You know what I mean? I'm walking around like that. But inside, internally, I'm battling with myself. And I'm battling with my identity consistently. Who am I? You know what I mean? Am I this person or am I that person? My therapist is like, why can't you be both? Why do you have to be one or the other? Why do you keep trying to, you're battling yourself, ask yourself these questions like, who am I? Are you this person or are you that person? What is wrong with being both? What is wrong with being a little bit of good, a little bit of bad, as long as you're not hurting people? Like you can be bad to yourself sometimes, but like you can't, don't be bad to other people. Don't take the badness that you feel inside of yourself. Don't take that out on other people. What are you doing? You don't have to choose between this and this. That causes more confusion. That leads to more frustration. And that leads to that frustration, the internal frustration, you take it out and express it externally on your friends and family. You take it and express it externally on your coworkers or the people around you and people like that. You know what I mean? In situations like that. You take it and you express it differently, you know? So I'm just like, I'm always battling with who I am. My therapist says, stop. She knows it's easier said than done. Just like I said to y'all, I know making changes, leaving a toxic relationship, standing up for yourself, having more self-love. I know that stuff is easier said than done. So I understand. And my therapist says the same thing. It's like, I know it's easier said than done to do what I ask you to do, but you have to start taking the steps in the right direction to get it done. You have to. You can't keep battling with who you actually are. You know what I mean? Because the longer you battle, the more frustrated you're going to be, the less of who you are you need to be. Like the narcissistic side of you doesn't have to be a bad person. It doesn't have to be the bad side of you. You know, darkness, just because a place is dark does not mean it's a bad place. Some places, you know, some places the sun don't shine for a long time, but those are vacation spots. You know what I mean? Some plants grow better in the dark, and they're not always poisonous. Poisonous plants are not the only ones that grow best in the dark. You know what I mean? Just because there's darkness there does not mean that it has to be evil. Does not mean that it has to be badness. I'm battling. I'm like, just because it's dark on this side, just because I called it my shadow person, doesn't mean that the shadow person, the narcissistic side, has to be a bad person. You see what I'm saying? So I'm always battling that dynamic right there, y'all. And you can tell, and you can probably tell when you're dealing with a narcissist, when they have this internal struggle going on, when they have this internal dynamic going on inside of their heads, because they'll get quiet. They'll either become disconnected from you. They'll get quiet or they have a very addictive personality and they find vices to quiet the noise inside of their head. There's always noise. It's like white noise, but there's always a noise going inside of a narcissistic person's head. And to quiet that noise, some people drink. Some people do other illicit substances and things of that nature. You see what I'm saying? So in order to quiet that noise, you get people who do things like this. You get people who take it like that. You know what I mean? So you have to be able to do it like this in these dynamics and work with people. Or you're going to end up hurting yourself and losing yourself in a lot of these situations. You know what I mean? So you have to protect yourself. You have to guard yourself against a narcissistic person that you can, especially if you see that they're feeling disconnected from you. If you see that they're being disconnected from you or they're being distant from you, you might need to stay away from that person for a little while, y'all. Or, I mean, you can talk to them, try to talk to them, try to let them know you'll be there for them and things of that nature. Say, hey, look, I'm here for you if you need me. Don't go into details. Don't ask them what's wrong, because people typically, they don't want to talk to you, you know. But internally, like inside a narcissist's mind, y'all, it is a lot of turmoil. There's not, it's hardly ever any peace. I want peace. And sometimes the best way to get that peace is to drink a little bit. You drink a little bit, mind clear, and things that I can't even, it gets to the point where there's so, my mind, my thoughts flow so much, I can't even meditate. I tell this to people all the time. Do you meditate? I told my therapist, she's like, have you ever tried meditation? I'm like, yep, I tried meditation. It doesn't work for me because I cannot stop the voices in my head. So what I've done is I take advantage of the voices in my head now. I take advantage of the noise. I just let it flow. Instead of meditating, I do what I call free thinking. Or I just go for, instead of trying to meditate for 10, 15 minutes, I'll set my alarm for 10, 15 minutes and free think. I'll get in the position like you were meditating, and I just let my thoughts flow. I don't hold anything back. I let all of them flow to get them out of my system, because I have to let my thoughts flow because there's a lot of turmoil. There's a lot of baggage. There's a lot of stuff going inside of my head that I wish I could stop. I wish I could shut it up. I wish I could shut it down, but I can't. You know what I mean? I can't. But that's how it goes. That's the dynamic. That's how it goes. That's how it plays out a lot of times in these situations when you're dealing with narcissistic people, that we can't shut it down. We can't stop it. I wish that we could, but we can't. You know what I mean? I wish we could. Like I said, I'm not doing this video to get you to feel sorry for the narcissistic person in your life. I don't want you to do that, because that right there could just lead to more turmoil and more. Don't feel sorry for narcissistic people, y'all. I can understand you have a lot of empathy. It's cool to have empathy, but don't let your empathy be your downfall. Don't let them weaponize your empathy against you. You know what I mean? Don't let them do that, because they absolutely will take your empathy and stab you with it. The mind of a narcissist is never, you know, I don't feel like there's any kind of peace. And because they're not peace, I think narcissists, a lot of us are jealous of people who can find that peace, who have peaceful lives, who have serenity, who are content with where you are in life. Because I feel like contentment and true happiness might escape most narcissists. We get jealous of people who we think are experiencing that. And if you feel like you're experiencing happiness around a narcissist, they might try to take it away because they don't think they can experience it themselves. You know, I know this video ran on a little longer. Yeah, I just want to give y'all what's going on inside the mind of a narcissist. You know what I mean? Are you judging me? Are you thinking about me? Like, what are you thinking about me? I'm in a crowd. I'm paranoid that everybody's looking at me. I'm just like, it's wild, y'all. I feel like people are judging me. If I meet people, when a narcissistic person meets somebody, they like me, I'm taking an inventory of you. Because I need, especially if you're better off than me in some way, shape, or form, I need to find a way to hurt you. Just in case you can hurt me, like you can't, like I can't just be in a deficit with you. I have to find one way that I'm better than you. Just one way. Or one way that I can hurt you. Just make myself feel better about myself. It's stupid how my mind works, but that's how my mind works. I can't shut it down. I can't take it off. I can't. You know what I mean? But anyways, y'all, like I said, I know this episode ran on a little long, but I'm thankful for y'all who made it this far. Just drop a Christmas tree in the comment section. I appreciate y'all so, so much. Thank you for tuning in. Mental Illness is out. Peace.